Today's topic is giving feedback in the work environment in English. Now, giving feedback can be a little bit challenging. On one hand, you want to promote a productive work environment, but on the other hand, you also want to be able to cultivate and foster positive working relationships with your colleagues. And giving feedback can be a little bit disruptive to that balance that you might be trying to achieve in the workplace. So, how can you do it effectively? What do you do? Well, luckily, I have a really effective tip that you can use to help guide you whenever you're giving feedback. It's really quite simple, really. It's called the sandwich method. Imagine a sandwich, your favorite sandwich. Now think about the basic components of a sandwich. You have your bread at the top. Then you have some meat right in the middle. And lastly, you have another layer of bread at the bottom. Similarly, I would like you to consider this structure whenever you are giving constructive feedback or criticism. Think about the top layer of bread in this metaphorical feedback sandwich. Now you want to use the top layer as an opportunity to give a compliment. Now, why would you do that? Why would you give a compliment to someone that you're trying to offer constructive criticism or feedback to? The answer is really quite simple. Generally, people love to receive compliments. They like to know that they're doing something well and that they're great people. It makes them feel good about themselves and it prepares them to receive anything you may offer next. It lowers their defenses and it makes the conversation a little bit easier to have. Can you imagine talking to somebody and they immediately tell you that you're not doing well or you don't write well or you don't speak well or anything critical? It makes you feel bad about yourself and you don't really pay attention to anything they might say afterwards because all you are thinking about at that time is how horrible you are. No, giving a compliment raises that person's confidence and allows them to receive anything you may say afterwards. It prepares them for the meat, the next layer of the sandwich. The meat of this feedback sandwich is where you will offer your criticism or feedback. You can be more direct as you're advising your person on any corrective action they may need to take to further develop or improve. The final layer in this feedback sandwich is that last slice of bread. In this method, you will want to use this time to offer some encouraging words. It's usually best to end this conversation or this type of conversation with words that highlight the capabilities and positive attributes that the receiving person may have. You want to highlight those attributes so that you can build their confidence. When the person's confidence is built, they will be more inclined to employ the improvement suggestions that you've made. Let's see this in action. Now, say you have an employee by the name of John who is super awesome to work with. He is very pleasant, he's helpful, and people generally like being around him. He's always on time, and he's definitely an asset to your team. However, John also tends to not be very thorough whenever he's communicating certain plans that he may have or whenever he's communicating instruction to some new employees. So those employees are not really understanding their job duties. Here is how a conversation with John might go. Hello, John. I love working with you. I love the energy that you bring to our workplace environment. You make a great team player, and people generally love being around you. However, I've noticed that sometimes when you're explaining certain aspects of our company policies and procedures, our new associates aren't really understanding how those procedures are applied, and they are not being very effective in doing their job because more instruction or more thorough instruction is required from you. So if you can, please be more specific in what you want the new associates to do so that they can be productive in their jobs. I love that you're always on time and available to help our new associates and our team members, and I know that you are going to do great in helping them acclimate to our environment. Let me know if you need any help. Thank you so much for all that you do, John. I really appreciate you. And that's it. Do you see how simple that was? Now to recap, the feedback sandwich has three layers. The first layer is the compliment. The second layer is the feedback or the criticism. And the last layer is encouragement. I find that using the feedback sandwich method helps to promote my professional relationships, but also it helps to strengthen my personal relationships. Give it a try and let me know how it went. Thank you so much for watching.